to sit and listen. Well, thank you.
Thank you much.
Firstly, you welcome me. And secondly, you introduce me. I think about those 10 subjects for study, 5 major, 5 minor. Those 5 minor, I never study. Of course, Buddhist philosophy, Buddhist logic, that I really study. Then medicine, not study, but I know something about Tibetan medical system because I always taking Tibetan medicine. So through my own experience, you see, Tibetan medical system is quite useful, quite helpful. Sanskrit also, you see, actually I think grammar. So Sanskrit, as far as Sanskrit is concerned, I study a little bit. So now, respected brothers and sisters, I deeply honored to speak to the people who really choose by your own people, concerned people. The way choose you, people have full trust to you and put hope on your shoulder. So you are truly representative of the people. So I feel great honor. And then this also, clear sign of your system, democratic system. America, I think greatest democratic country, and actually leading nation of free world. So sometimes I heard the American economy a little bit sort of go down. And I really feel, or if America really go down, then free world lose effective leading nation. So in spite of some drawbacks or mistakes, your government, but America is truly a democratic country and ruled by law and freedom of expression. These are, really wonderful thing. So now this is the State Assembly, right? So, great honor, speak to you. And then, I myself, promoter of democracy. Since my childhood, I often heard bully from their power by regent and also some high officials. So, since early age, power in a few people's hand is always dangerous. So, Then gradually, I learned another political system. That's a democratic, elected democratic system. And power divided judiciary,
legislative,
and executive. I think these are really very sound bases. So I admire your system. So 1951, I took the temporal power. Then 1952, I start reform. Actually, I set up one reform committee and carry some change, reform. But not very successful, because then already the Chinese authority already there. You see, they want reform according their own way. So if reform carried by Tibetan themselves, that naturally more suitable according to reality. So that kind of reform might be hindrance for their own way of reform. So not very successful. Then, 59, after I reached India, April 1959, we at once start some change.
Within our system.
Then, beginning of 60, we start work for people's representative. So, right from the beginning, as soon as we reach India, we start work for democratization. Then, step by step, we make changes. Then, 2001, elected political leadership achieved. So since then, my position is semi-retired position. 10 years passed. Then, 2011, another term of election. So then, I felt, now time come. I must retire completely. So since 2011, now I have no longer political responsibility. And not only myself retired, but also almost four century old tradition, the Dalai Lama Institution automatically become head of temporal and spirituality. Now that ended. I think 17th century, 15th Dalai Lama start using this sort of system. Now suppose I'm 14th Dalai Lama, you see, ended that voluntarily, happily, proudly. So I feel my one of the greatest sort of contribution for democratization. I think I made some sort of significant contribution. So I feel proud. And then, so therefore, a person who almost whole life devoted work for democratization, I feel great, great honor speak to you. Then, since I think 40 years, as a refugee and also as a result of meeting with different people, including people from different religious faith, and also leaders or politicians or businessmen, and also backers, subscribers of people, because as a refugee, now no need protocol. So that's very good. I love complete informality. Formality I don't like, because I myself, since I think 4 or 5 years, I always remain on throne and meeting with people. I have to act like statue. No speak. So I fed up these kind of sort of formality. I don't like. I always consider, believe, we are the same human being. Whether king or queen or high lama or high sort of spiritual leader like Dalai Lama and a beggar, we are same. Same human being. My logic is the way we born, the way we die, same. Same way. Or the representative, or the speaker, or even president of the United States. The way born, the way die, same. No differences. Those, I think, street homeless person, homeless people, same. The way born, the way die, same. I think nobody at the time of birth, just you see, time, when time arrived, and then it automatically come. No ceremony, no formality. I think child will not wait till the ceremony finished. I don't think. And also, you see, final day of breathing cease automatically, never wait some ceremony. Till a certain ceremony reach and then die. No. So therefore, the way of born and the way of die, no formality. These two things are most important event for our life. So since most important two sort of event, no, not relevant of formality, then between there, I think formality, a man-made additional barrier. Perhaps I think a little sort of joke. For me, it's rather sort of strange. Oh, kasore, amusing. When I was in Tibet, young Dalai Lama, then I received regularly Life magazine. You know. One time, one picture of Queen of England. You see, some speech at a very formal way. And Prince Philip beside her. Then wind. Don't care about formality. So wind, her majesty's skirt is like that. The Philip, Prince Philip. I think, if normal way, I think he should help that. But because of too much formality, he also remained like that. That I remember. So in any way, so I really, So since, I think, 40 years, after sort of gain much more sort of experience, then I decide. At that time, 6 billion human beings. So 6 billion human beings. basically same, mentally, emotionally, physically, we are same. And more important, everyone want happy life, successful life. And of course, those chosen people here also, I think, very much concerned about successful life, at least the next election. Isn't it? So therefore, this is our basic right. Achieve happy life, successful life. Now, when we examine, when we analyze the situation, the ultimate source of successful life is not money, not power, but here, inner value. You have inner value. That means more sense of concern of others' well-being. Then automatically, your life carry more transparently, because with sense of love, with sense of affection, sense of concern of others' well-being, then there is no room to cheating other people, telling lies, bully. So your life can carry transparently. That brings trust. Trust brings friendship. So we are social animal. Genuine friendship, not friendship of money, not friendship of power, but friendship of real human being level. So, one, my commitment is promoting basic human level, human values, irrespective whether believer or non-believer, or rich or poor, educated or uneducated. Everyone want a happy life. Everyone have that potential, which we learned from our mother. I think even among politicians here, those individuals who received maximum affection when you are very young, mainly from our mother, then such people, in deep inside, I think more sort of peace, more inner strength. Then those very successful politicians or businessmen or educated, at the early age, lack of affection from our mother, or sometimes even abuse, then such successful people, deep inside, some kind of sense of insecurity, fear, that automatically develop distrust. Distrust creates you yourself, distance from others. As a result, lonely feeling, more anxiety. So therefore, irrespective of whether believer or non-believer, we really need human value, which we received from our mother. So that's my number one commitment, to educate people. Whether believer or non-believer, we are a social animal. We come from our mother's womb, and we nurtured by mother's milk. So therefore, we have the same potential of affection. So now we should think, because nurture that experience, then extend to other, more compassionate attitude. This is number one commitment. The second commitment, I'm a religious believer. I'm Buddhist monk. So the all major religious tradition, the same potential. All major religious tradition talks about love, compassion. And in order to carry successful practice in these things, as a sort of defender of practice of this compassion, you need practice of tolerance, practice of forgiveness. So all these major institutions talk same way. And self-discipline, contentment. In philosophical field, yes, big differences. But doesn't matter, difference of the philosophy. It's simply different way of approach. Our aim is same. Try to become sensible human being, compassionate human being. That's the same goal. So therefore, the conflict in the name of religion is really terrible. Really, very, very sad. So, last 30, 40 years, I try, every occasion, try to promote religious harmony. These two things are my lifelong commitment. So I would like to report to you. And then, as a politician, please watching me, whether I sincerely carry these two commitments or not, please watch me from time to time. If one occasion, next time come here, if you have some sort of doubt or some kind of some criticism, then please tell me. Please give me education, right? Please me, because please educate me. Yeah. I promise I fully committed these two commitments. Then thirdly, I'm Tibetan. Previously, because I have the temporal and spiritual responsibility, so I have to carry a struggle work. And now I already handed over, so my main sort of now responsibility is serving Tibetan community for preservation of Tibetan culture, Tibetan Buddhism, Buddhist culture. So that, whenever I meet with a Tibetan, I always explain spirituality and Buddhist culture. I usually describe Tibetan Buddhist culture is culture of peace, culture of non-violence, culture of compassion. That kind of culture is really worthwhile preserve. So I committed for preservation of Tibetan Buddhism, Buddhist culture. So nowadays, of course, I have no political responsibility, but these two things, I always educate people, remind them, this is something our real precious heritage, and also important aspect of Tibetan identity, including Tibetan language. So just I met, you see, the Tibetan, mostly they remain within this state. They are very, very happy. So I remind them our responsibility, Tibetan who remain in free country, you see, we have a special sort of responsibility to keep these valuable constructive traditions like that. So that's my report. Thank you. I have been this kind of house today, assembly house, some different countries, some different places. But this first time, some shoes there. <That's>... Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll have him autograph at Doris.
As His Holiness exits the building, we would ask all members to stay in their seats per the agreement we have with his security detail. We do want to say on behalf of the entire legislature once again, we appreciate His Holiness being here today. We appreciate his words, and we hope that the words of compassion and cooperation ring through this chamber for many years to come. Thank you very much.